Hey everybody, welcome to the Contrarian Podcast. My name is Juan Luis Orozco Jr. I suppose I should say my whole fucking name, right? Anyway, that's my name. This is my podcast. Basically, I don't want to do this whole introduction shit. It sounds so weird. Basically, I'm just going to talk about, like, I just want to give my point of view, really. I feel like my opinion is always the most unpopular one, or the one that people feel tentative to go to. It's like what people sometimes are afraid to say, or sometimes they don't feel comfortable saying these things, when sometimes it might be the right answer. I'm not saying I have all the right answers, or I even have an answer, a good answer. It's just I don't, sometimes you can't just go with the flow, with what mainstream media or the general public wanted to think. So I just want to give my take on certain issues. It could be anything from, like, the news, anything going on in the news, you know, with the whole, like, all these, what's the word? All these, fuck, I just had the word. All these controversial topics with, like these people, this fucking guy, this entrepreneur or whatever they want to call him, the mogul, Donald Trump, with all his racist remarks towards immigrants and, like, I guess my demographic, my people, either Mexican Americans or Central Americans or South Americans, as they call them, Latinos or Hispanics, I suppose. And I hate that fucking term, Latino, like, trying to, like, just at everyone who is speaking Spanish and from either South America or looks brown, call them a fucking Latino. That, to me, is more, well, even Mexicans, that's a whole nother topic. My God, I'm gonna go into a rant so early into this thing. But basically, yeah, my podcast, I should say, is gonna be a little bit of everything from anything going on here in my side of the world, the south of Texas, the valley, the Rio Grande Valley, right across from Mexico. Right on the border. Yeah, I pretty much live right at the border, so things are even, like, different from what the rest of the country, rest of the states is. Like, it's way different. Well, not, it used to be way different. I think nowadays, like, they want to make these little towns here grow and make them like just any other city in the U.S. with nothing but English and everything so Americanized. But, well, because the reality is that this is like 90-95% Mexican. And I should say 90, because we're starting to see a lot of Asian, a lot of, I don't know what to call them, like Middle Eastern, like people from, like, India. Oh man, I sound so fucking ignorant. But anyway, yeah. And white, of course, and some black. But it's predominantly Mexican. Or at least Mexican descent. Because that's one thing I wanted to talk about. It's that people here, like, of Mexican descent, they hate on their own, like, it's like they hate on their own kind. It's unbelievable how much they hate immigrants, and they're in favor of what idiots like Donald Trump says. They're like, oh, they're talking about immigrants. It's not talking about me. I was born and raised here. Yeah, but didn't you ever think to consider that maybe someone in your heritage, someone from your ancestors, maybe crossed over here? What if it was maybe just not that long ago? What if it was maybe your dad, your mom, your grandma, your uncle that crossed over here to make things easier for your family to come over here so you could be born over here? Like, all these fucking self-entitled bitches, man. Like, men or women. I'm not saying bitches as in just women. Like, just bitches who complain that immigrants are a problem. When the only... And look, granted that there is reports of... There has been reports throughout, like, the years that I don't know if you want to call them serial killers, but some criminals have been immigrants. First of all, not every single immigrant is from either South or Central America or Mexican. There's a lot of fucking immigrants from Europe. There's some from Asia, you know, there's some from Australia, Africa. It's not all from here. Second, just because certain people that make these crimes, it doesn't mean that because they became immigrants, they became killers or some shit. What about all these like people like that were born here, like that mass shooting at the church from that white kid who shot up the church full of black people? What about that? What about all these other types of serial killers who are born here and they become fucking terrorists? What about them? What about them, fucking Donald Trump? Man, his name sounds weird to say sometimes. Anyway, and what? But the problem, what really gets to me, is these imbeciles here in the valley, saying that they're in favor of him or that they like him. And he said that people here liked him, or the Mexicans loved him. And yet you do see some fucking supporters, some fucking ridiculous fucking supporters of this asshole. My first thought was, these people have got to be paid. But then I see on Facebook, on like the news channels, when they put like an article out, and that's a good thing that you can now see, like whenever they post it on Facebook, Twitter, and all this shit, you can see what people actually think, what the common man, the average Joe, you know, Jane, whatever, thinks. And you see these imbeciles going onto these articles on the Facebook pages, being in favor, or at least feeling like, you know what, I'm not offended. Like, he's talking about someone else. This shit does not affect me. Oh my god! Like, that's what's fucking wrong with this world. Not just this part of, like, I'm sure shit like this happens, or can happen anywhere else. The thing is that I'm talking about it because it's happening here where I live. So that's very, very unfortunate. But anyway, so yeah, I went on a bit of a rant on that. Another thing about living here, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, was that, yeah, later on, our future generations... Wow, I don't even know if I said it. I'm so confused right now of what I said. But another thing that's going on here is that... I was saying that since it's very different what we have here in the valley to the rest of the country, was because since it was predominantly Mexican, or at least, you know, of Mexican descent, because if I say Mexican, people are going to be like... We're not Mexican, we're American. Anyway, I don't know what's so wrong with just being, you know, proud of your background, of where you came from, where your family's from. But apparently I'm wrong. Anyway, these Americanized Mexicans, they all get offended or whatever. But anyway, so when I was growing up, it was everywhere you went, everyone spoke Spanish. It was just, everyone just knew Spanish. So my parents never had the need to really learn English. So the problem is that whatever English I knew. And this is what's happening with people in my generation. And so I don't know what's going to happen with the new generations. Because here's the thing. The reason I know Spanish is because my parents only knew Spanish. So of course, that was my first language growing up. Because they taught it to me. And then English became my first language because, I mean, it's what came easier. It's what I learned how to write in school. It's what I learned how to talk in school the right way. At least better than my Spanish because, I mean, I was supposed to learn English. And since I wasn't born in Mexico, I am not that good at speaking or writing Spanish. But so that's the thing. But I'm glad that I know Spanish because I can understand and I can, you know, like how they say you're double, you're like twice a person or whatever, like they say in Spanish. The saying goes, el que habla dos lenguajes vale por dos, something like that. Anyway, so yeah, you know how to speak two languages, so you're worth twice, you're worth double. And it's just something to be, it's just like something about just having that a little bit of pride of your heritage. And it feels like nowadays from the parents in my generation, like the guys that are my age that are parents, they completely forgotten about that shit and they only want to teach the kid English. And it's like, dude, your last name is like fucking Garcia or Ramirez and you don't know one lick of Spanish. It's like, what's going on? But I think that's across the whole country, that like, hey, some, like, there'll be Asians, like there'll be people from Japanese descent or Chinese descent that don't know much of their native, I don't know, native tongue, but like their, you know, they don't know the language of their ancestors. I think that's just how it'll be, which is unfortunate to me. I mean, there's something to be said about having culture, like people always talk about this melting pot in the U.S., what a melting pot it is, but I think all that magic will be lost once we lose, you know, our backgrounds, our second language, our second tongues or whatever, and all our traditions from our backgrounds, like the way we do things, the way our style of dressing. I mean, everything's becoming too Americanized, and it's fine. I mean, I know, of course, I'm Americanized too because I live here, I grew up here, so I love the things around here too, just as much as the things from Mexico. I love tacos so much, and just as much as I like, I'm not sure as much as I like a burger, but as much as I probably like a good steak. Or, you know, a gourmet burger, or hot dogs, or fucking pizza. Even though pizza's not actually from here, but anyway. So yeah, it's unfortunate that later on here, everything's gonna just become so Americanized, and it's just gonna be just another place. Cause like, there's really nothing that stands out that is like any historic facts. Unless you go to like a small museum, like in the middle, like on a small corner that no one really pays attention to. There's no other ways to like learn unless you like search for the information. But I think I'm speaking too far from this thing. Hopefully it's loud. It's not so low or whatever. Hopefully, I don't know. I mean, I can't say I'm gonna have kids. Hopefully I do. Wait, hopefully I do? What is wrong with me? I don't know. I just hope if I do, at least I will be able to have a good job or something and be able to take care of these little devils. I don't know. I just... it feels like such a drag, such a hassle to deal with. Something that I feel is unnecessary, at least for my generation. Like, Okay, I keep saying my generation. I'm 26. It feels like people in my age, it's really not like a necessity to have kids. It's funny though how, like, from when I was 18 to, I want to say maybe last year or till I was like 24, I noticed a decline in like people having kids at that age. Like from 18 to 24, 25, friends and acquaintances and cousins having kids and shit, I was like, wow, like nothing but fucking kids left and right. And then just recently I noticed like people like have gotten like aware of, like, you know what, maybe we should be a bit more responsible when doing this shit. Like, you know, like, you know what, sex is fun and all, but what's the risk? Like, what was, is it worth the risk of like not fucking with protection and have to deal with like something for 18 years? I don't know, that's what they're thinking, but I know that's how I think. I fucking try to take care of myself so much. Oh man, I've been in positions with women where they, this is so weird, like I swear this one girl wanted just to fuck me, so because she thought I had a good paying job, like I had finally like gotten a hold of a good paying job, like I had money. I feel like that's what she thought. This is a girl that I knew for a while, since high school actually, and then like a few years ago, like we started hanging out again out of nowhere, out of the fucking blue. And I just felt like it was because she kind of got it in her head that I was like making good money, and maybe now she found me sexy or some shit, like one of those girls. So I noticed that one week she kept just bringing it up and bringing it up, how we should hang out and that she's gonna have a get together with some friends and that I should go and all this shit. And so I was like, fuck, like she keeps bringing it up, let me just fucking go and get it the fuck over with. I really did not think anything more or less of it. She's a good looking girl, but fuck no, was I not, like, I was ready for anything. I had just come out of like a hardcore relationship. Well, hardcore breakup. It wasn't really much of a relationship. It was just like 3 fucking months. But it, like, the breakup was pretty fucked. So I didn't want to deal with anything like that. I didn't want to have to deal with some girl again. Any sort of attachment. Any relation. I didn't want to have anything in particular to do with this girl. So I was just like, I'm going to do this. Just, you know, try to enjoy myself. And get it over with, get it out of my system, and get going. Anyway, so that happens, and I end up spending the night. So yeah, there was people, and we were drinking and this and that, talking, blah blah blah, playing some stupid games, and long story short, everyone left. I slept in her bed with her, but nothing happened because, first of all, I didn't drink that much. I was barely I was keeping it short. I was taking I was taking sips and taking really long time, like a really long time to drink. So I was barely even buzzing. This girl was pretty wasted. And that's what I'm thinking her plan was. Like, she just wanted to get, drunk, forget about what happened tonight, and kind of make it seem like an excuse, but yet maybe we might have hooked up and we might have had a sticky situation in our hands. But no, first of all, it's fucking creepy to like I don't know, mess with somebody who's drunk, who's completely passed out. So I was like, nah, there's no way I'm messing with this shit. Like, I'm just gonna fucking sleep. So I just got some sleep, woke up way before she did, and just fucking got the fuck out of there. And that was it. I haven't seen that girl. The thing is that she called me the next day, and she was saying how she was so drunk, and she felt like supposedly playing the good girl. How she's like, oh my god, you must think I'm a complete skank, and this and that. I didn't even know what happened, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, dude, like, I already knew, because, like, that's the thing, I already knew the type of girl she was from high school. I mean, she was friends with my best friend, so I kind of knew what I was going into. And I knew not to mess with that. So then she starts saying that. Hopefully I don't think of her differently. And I was like, no, dude. I still think of you the same. And I don't know if she knows what that means. But she was trying to convince me that she was like a completely different person and all that shit. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, cool. But I wasn't fucking buying into that shit. Because it ended up being that weeks later. No. Okay, so this happened around like November, around my birthday. After my birthday, I think. No, before my birthday. Before I bought my beautiful Camaro, which now is gone. That happened around October. Nothing happened. Then around January, February, I start seeing these Snapchats, and it's her with like a belly. No, wait, was it a belly or was it her in a new relationship? Okay, so let's say my thing with her, our get together happened in October, and then November, December happened, January, 3 months. And then around February, I start getting these, or I don't know if they were sent to me, but they were just posted on the feed of Snapchat. And she's there with some other guy. So it's like, No. That's when I saw that she was already pregnant. Like, she posted something about, like one of those things, one of those like papers or like little picture shits you get from like when you get a sonogram and shit, and that she was like eventually letting us know that she was pregnant. Because before that I had seen the snaps of her with some other guy, and it was around December for sure. It was around December because it was cold and I was gonna go to Wingstop, buy some food, and I saw all these stupid Snapchats, and I was like, what was the deal? Like, what was your plan all along with me? And all I can say is that I feel I was right, because since we stopped talking, I stopped like talking to her. She later dated that guy like around December. She ended up pregnant in February, and I was like, wow, you don't waste time. I literally told her, wow, you did not waste time. That was ridiculous. Like that's just like Ronda Rousey says. Oh man, speaking of Ronda Rousey, that fight. Wow. Like Ronda Rousey says, don't be a do nothing bitch, a DNB. That's kind of like what this girl was. Man, what, like, she was just in it just to find someone to support her. Eventually, she ended up having the baby. She's still with the guy. Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. You've only been dating a few months, and you're already pregnant. You got this girl pregnant. How long have you known her? How long did you date her before you realized, you know what? I'm ready to fuck up. I'm ready to have a kid with this woman. How much could you have possibly known about her? It's just, I mean, poor guy. I seriously feel for him. Anyway, there's people for everything. I mean, if she was in my my type, maybe she's his type, maybe they'll get along perfect, maybe they'll have a great relationship, you know. So I don't know, more power to them. They have my blessing, basically. Anyway, wow, I went on such a rant about bullshit, about nothing, about something. I hope I made a point. It's time to close out this segment. I'm gonna make them like 30 minutes long at least. And yeah, next week I'll rant about some new things, talk about some more, any controversial shit going on, or any sports, like that Ronda Rousey fight. Man, I can't get over that fucking fight. It just happened last night. So today is, what the fuck is today? August 2nd, 2015. Last night was the Ronda Rousey fight versus, what's her fucking name? That Brazilian bitch. I think that's her name, bitch. So yeah, she beat the shit out of that girl. Man, Ronda is on another level. That girl is amazing. She's gorgeous, and then she can kick ass. Beautiful, beautiful. And it's just more gratifying when you can shut someone up so bad, so badly, you just fucking, you know what? Forget the shit talking. Let's fucking do this. And she fucking did it. She destroyed that fucking bitch for talking all that bullshit. Like they say, talking shit will get you the fight, but not the win. And with that, I'll sign off. I'll be signing off with a song every other podcast. I can say every podcast because I gotta look for shit that is in copyright infringement and shit like that. But today I'm gonna close it out with something from that was inherited to me, like cumbia from my dad. I got that shit from my dad from a little kid, him playing this music all the time, so now I love it. But I love my style of cumbia, not necessarily what I grew up with hearing from him, but it's still cumbia. Anyway, I hope you guys like this. I hope you guys like my show and subscribe. Check me out on iTunes and SoundCloud. Give me a follow. Hope you guys like it, and I hope you enjoy the music. I'll catch y'all next time. Peace. Then